Claudia, here we are in the Richard Steinitz building at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. The festival has published a fine book of text scores composed by several different composers and curated by yourself. How did this project come about?
Well, it probably doesn't surprise you to hear that it's a pandemic project. But during the pandemic, what I realised was there were a lot of efforts by many artists to continue our practice and to continue to collaborate. And most of those things were streamed concerts, online events, things like that. And I wanted to do something that maybe was a little bit different, that kind of approached this being distanced from each other in a different way. And so I started making a few one-page scores, or provocations maybe, that anybody could do, whether they're musically trained or not, and they could do it at home. So some of them was, I made a paper instrument or instructions to a paper instrument, which is not in the book, it's on the website. Or one piece where you do it with another person over FaceTime or any other kind of video conferencing media. And then I thought, do you know what? It would be quite nice to ask other people to respond to that. And I just put that call out and said, would anyone like to do a one-page score, text score, graphic score, whatever they wanted to do, that in some way made use of the situation that we found ourselves in? And I think 28 people responded, and some composers I had known of course, for many years, some people I had not heard of before. And it was really lovely, and I was really touched by the enthusiasm that people showed us. And I put them all on the website, and they're all on the website, they're absolutely free to look at. But we also published it as a book, and I got some funding from City University London to create the book, to pay for its print run. But all the proceeds from the book are all going to go to commissions for two new pieces at either 2022 or 2023 Huddersfield Festival. So it's a way of putting back a little bit into the music world, giving something back.
Now, the collection is called House Music Collective. It's printed in German because you're half German.
I am.
And it's a very neat title because it refers to a genre of pop music and to the connection of the idea of a house, being under one roof, a collection of rooms, all that kind of thing. Did you publish all of the pieces that came in, or did you actually curate and select pieces?
The only thing I did different, that in some cases there were two pieces per composer, and I decided that it should just be one piece per composer.
One piece per composer.
But everyone who sent in before a certain deadline is in the book. The call is still open, so if someone sends me something and has an idea for a one-page piece in the spirit of House Music Collective, then that can go on the website. But obviously the book is published.
It's now published, with a very fine pink cover.
We tried a lot of different colours, but pink was the one that just leaped out at us.
It works very well. So the idea of text scores has been around for, well, many decades. Maybe you should say a few words about what they are.
Mm. So text scores are, I think, very fascinating things. And in some ways you could think that, oh, they're really simple and straightforward. But actually, as you say, there's this whole history of text scores and that whole practice around it. And there's so many different types of text scores that sometimes combine notation, sometimes combine graphics, or sometimes are purely text. And we could sit here all day and talk about them. But the reason I put that, I didn't give very, very strict parameters of what you can only give me text scores, that wasn't it. But I said I would like one-page pieces that could be performed by anyone, whether they are a musician or they're not a musician. And so most people responded with text scores, because that's one of the ways to create work that anybody could, provided they can read, of course, could make music with.
So essentially, the original idea of tech scores, going back a long time, was that the score is written in words. This is John Cage's idea, isn't it? Let the score refer to what is to be done, not to what is to be heard. And that is often the case. And of course, this developed then into all kinds of scores, some of which were conceptual, some of which are poetic, and then graphic. And this book, actually, and this collective, has many examples of that. Some of the scores do involve some notation, but it's not difficult notation. It's very straightforward notation. Some just give rhythmic indications. Some of the scores are poetic. I was very taken with Howard Skempton's, actually, because it's a letter. And there is a precursor to that, because John Cage's piece, Rose Art Mix, is the score comprises correspondence between him and Elvin Lucia about what they're going to do. So give us two or three examples of the kinds of things, the kinds of music. That's the idea, isn't it? What kinds of music are in these scores and in this publication?
Well, actually, there are 29 different types of music. There are 29 composers, and every score and every provocation, I like to say provocation because score, you know, comes with a lot of baggage as well, and we don't need to unpick that. But it was fascinating to see how different people responded differently. And I agree, Howard's letter was just a delight. But each piece is also very open to interpretation. And the Riot Ensemble did three versions of Matt Wright's submission. And again, they were really different. And so it's like, it's whatever you make of it as well. And I think that is the beautiful thing, that it's very, it shows off how varied the musical landscape is, that so many different people doing very different types of music, but we're all together, we all support each other, and I think that's what I enjoyed about this project, is it was a real coming together of people who believe in each other's work.
A collective, in fact.
Exactly, exactly.
One thing that struck me going through the scores is that some of them invite performers and listeners to participate by themselves.
Yeah.
Sit in a room, Elvin Lucia, I'm sitting in a room, sitting in a room listening or performing some action that leads to sound and listening again, connected with that. But other scores connect with others through new technology, through the internet. Go to this website, you'll find this. Connect on a Zoom call. So it's entirely contemporary. It's entirely reflects what is occurring now in our time right now.
The wonderful thing about it was that in a time which has been so difficult for artists, everything that we do has been kind of shaken up and thrown around. So then the question is, how do you respond to that kind of situation? And it turns out that lots of different people respond in very different ways. And that is fascinating.
So, Claudia, the call is still open. It's not closed. Well, here we are in the festival, on Monday of the festival. There's a lot of music happening here. The call is still open and the website is still open, so people can continue to send in scores.
Absolutely, and I very much welcome that. It would be nice for it to just be a growing collection of these scores. So please do send me your scores if you have one, if you have an idea. I'm always open for that. But I also would urge you to buy the book, because the book obviously will provide two new commissions for people, and we want that to happen.
And the book is available through the Huddersfield Contemporary Music website.
It is. You can go to their website and look for shop, and there you will find it, and they will send it to you.
Excellent. Claudia Molitor, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.